Dear Cheap Astronomy, will we just go nuts on a 2-year mission to Mars? Well, we might if the space radiation doesn't kill us first. As we may have noted in previous episodes, the forecast time frame for when we'll land on Mars seems to take little account of the fact that there are many mission components we don't even have conceptual solutions for, let alone anything flight tested or even prototyped. So, the current aspirations of having footprints on Mars in the 2030s are just current aspirations. As well as all the complexities of spacecraft logistics, it's equally important to ensure the crew survive the journey there and back again, which requires solutions for radiation shielding, the slowing, if not preventing, of skeletomuscular and other physiological degradations which result from extended periods in microgravity, and yes, you also have to stop the crew from going nuts. The idea of flying a crew of up to 5 people in an Orion capsule to Mars and back again over a 2-year mission is pretty nuts. By and large, astronauts are very well adjusted, very smart, and very resourceful people, the best of the best if you like, but they are still people. Like war, a flight to Mars will involve months of boredom, punctuated by moments of sheer terror when something goes wrong and you realise how alone you are and that there's a thin sheet of metal between you and an unpleasant death. Coping with that ever-present risk for 2 years or more, when you're all living in one little room where everyone has to live, sleep, and attend to all their bodily functions, will be pretty tough going. People do survive such an experience in prison, but no one does so voluntarily, and the experience doesn't leave many in a healthy state of mind. It's also the case that people in prison don't have to operate a lot of high-tech machinery, where pressing the wrong button could kill both them and everyone else in their cell. It is worth considering whether mission control is going to let a Mars crew have access to a control panel where pressing the wrong button could kill everyone, notwithstanding the mental and physical deterioration that may develop over the mission. 2 years is a long time for anyone not to stuff something up by accident. It's also the case that space agencies have been sending successful robotic missions to Mars for literally decades, so it's unlikely we'll really need the crew to actually fly the ship. But while not having much to do on the long flight to Mars might relieve the crew of some stress, it's not necessarily conducive to good mental health. The crew will have some work on their hands with respect to managing the life support systems, like filter changes and waste disposal, and they'll also have to keep the cabin reasonably clean and hygienic, since the crew will also be preparing and eating food in that same little room. None of these activities are particularly inspiring or engrossing, but you can bet the rest of the crew are going to notice if it's your turn on the cleaning roster and you don't leave the place spotless. On the subject of food, pre-cooked, ready-to-eat meals are an easy solution, and you can extend their storage life if they're also dehydrated. However, after a few days straight on such a diet, people do start losing interest in their food, which can steadily lead to malnutrition. On the ISS, we've learnt it's certainly possible to grow salad vegetables in space. On a Mars mission, this will take up precious room and only really adds a few extra nutrients, but as a mental health strategy, it's brilliant, not only giving the crew something to do and to nurture, but also producing something to add to an otherwise bland diet. So let's start there. Cheap Astronomy thinks it would be nuts to send astronauts on a 2-year mission to Mars if they can't grow salad vegetables on the way. They may still go nuts anyway, but it is a start. As for other ideas, well, you'd be nuts to think we could cover everything in one go, so stay tuned for part 2.